Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. North Korea fired an unidentified ballistic missile into the Sea of Japan early today, a gesture widely interpreted as a challenge to the administration and President Trump. There was no immediate confirmation of the launch from the North, which recently warned that it was ready to test its first intercontinental ballistic missile. At the time of the North's missile launch, President Trump was dining near his vacation home in the state of Florida with visiting Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Standing alongside Mr. Abe, Mr. Trump said, "I just want everybody to understand and to fully know that the United States of America stands behind Japan, its great ally, 100%. On another matter, Mr. Trump used his weekly address to remind Americans he will not allow the country's immigration system to be used as a tool to advance the cause of foreign terrorists.
We will not allow our generous system of immigration to be turned against us as a tool for terrorism and truly bad people. We must take firm steps today to ensure that we are safe tomorrow."
President Trump said he met last week with sheriffs and police chiefs from around the country and pledged that he and his Attorney General Jeff Sessions would support them in their fight against criminal threats. Turkish-backed Syrian rebels have pushed into the Islamic State stronghold of Al-Bab in northern Syria as nearby Syrian government forces backed by Russia halted their advance at a contact line to keep the rival forces apart. Witnesses reported fierce fighting at Al-Bab, located some 40 kilometers south of the Turkish border. This is VOA News. Iraqi Shiite cleric Muqta al-Sadr urged his supporters to suspend a demonstration near Baghdad's Green Zone after violent clashes left dead, hundreds more wounded. Iraqi security forces fired tear gas at al-Sadr supporters after reports they were trying to advance on the area where government institutions, including parliament and the prime minister's office, are located. Al-Sadr, who has long ties to Iran's clerical establishment, held numerous protests outside the Green Zone last year, demanding the resignation of various government ministers and overrunning the Green Zone before withdrawing. British Defense Secretary Michael Fallon says he expects the Islamic State will be expelled from the towns and cities of Iraq this year.
"I am delighted to see East Mosul now liberated and people returning to that city, and the operation to liberate West Mosul about to begin. And I congratulate the Iraqi forces and the Peshmerga on the role they have played in allowing the people of Mosul back to their homes to live in freedom again."
Fallon also said he expects operations to retake Raqqa in Syria can begin by the summer. Fallon was on a visit to Baghdad and Erbil, meeting with Iraqi and Kurdish leaders and commanders of the coalition against the Islamic State. Britain is a member of the coalition and has contributed intelligence, air power, infantry training, and some of its special forces to the fighting. A Turkish court has formally charged an Uzbek man with murdering 39 people and wounding scores of others. It happened in a New Year's Day shooting rampage at an Istanbul nightclub. Somalia intends to resume printing banknotes this year for the first time since the government collapsed in 1991. The governor of Somalia's central bank told VOA all technical preparations are complete and his government is confident it can assemble a financial aid package within 3 months to fund the printing program. Pre-1991 banknotes have disappeared from Somali markets, replaced by either Western currency, including dollars, or privately printed notes, most of which are fakes. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. And we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.